Opinions expressed in our talk shows are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or ownership of WGCH Radio.
Blue skies smiling at me. Nothing but blue skies do I see. Blue birds singing a song. Nothing but blue skies from now on.
Welcome to Live Well with Cantwell. Stay tuned for a different slant on local to global issues that are impacting your life. Here now is Pauline Cantwell.
Good morning, and thank you for being with us again this morning on Live Well with Cantwell. This morning I have Rosalind Peterson with Agriculture Defense Coalition in California back with us. And she's going to be updating us on the Navy project that she's been working on to try to stop the plans for the Navy to do active live testing in the California area. But those plans have already gone forward in the others. I'm not hearing anything on my... Oh. It is plugged in. You're hearing me, though?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So anyway, I'll go forward. My earphones are not working here. But I wanted to update, Rosalind, you're with us, aren't you?
No, she's not. No. Not until I can get OPEC over there. Speak?
No. Hello? Having some technical problems here. Because I was hearing it.
Use those ones.
Oh. Hello? Can you hear? I'm still not hearing with these earphones.
One ear. Just one ear.
One ear?
Yeah.
It's not hearing. I'm not hearing anything.
Stop talking about the headphones. Just headphones.
Anyway, we'll get this straightened out. But today I want to talk about, update you on the program I gave at the library on Sunday, sponsored a program with Jeff Brady. And Cynthia Pakulis, Jeff Brady from Pacifica. And he showed footage of jets spraying our area. And this morning, in the Greenwich paper, there's a big picture of a jet contrail, a magenta jet contrail, page A3, spraying over the Greenwich Beach. And it says, a jet plane flying over Greenwich Point at sunset leaves a pair of magenta contrails as it heads west last Friday. So we talked about the corporate connections. And I talked about weather warfare, and I will be doing some programs, you know, starting the new year on that again, telling, you know, who is doing weather warfare and why, and the disaster capitalism. But today we have Rosalind Peterson, and Rosalind, you're with us by phone.
Yes, I'm here, Pauline.
Yes, Rosalind's coming to us by phone from Ukiah, California, and she's been doing amazing work on the Navy plan to do live military testing in our coastal waters and endangering our marine life. And then we will be talking about the opt-out for the scanners in the airport on tomorrow and the rage that this whole airport security scanning has caused. So Rosalind will be talking back and forth on that issue. So Rosalind, do you want to go ahead and start with what you have been doing and the results?
Yes. Good morning, everyone, and happy Thanksgiving to all the listeners from California. What I want to say is that the United States Navy has engaged in a series of environmental impact statements where they wish to conduct 5-year warfare testing programs in the Atlantic, the Pacific, the Gulf of Mexico, and all of our island areas, including the Hawaiian Islands. Some of these programs are already underway in Southern California and the Hawaiian Islands. Others are near completion in the Marianas Islands. And just on November 12th of this year, NOAA has decided to allow the Navy to harm the marine mammals in Northern California, Oregon, and Washington. without protecting a single national marine sanctuary, a single marine reserve, or any biologically sensitive areas. The total number of marine mammals that will be impacted by the five-year warfare testing programs in all oceans is 11.7 million. The Navy has no intention of protecting any biologically sensitive areas, breeding habitats. They're going to be using sonar bomb blasts, new warfare testing systems in these areas. And the Atlantic Seaboard is next in line for a whole series of five-year warfare testing programs to come to final completion and to be approved not only by the Navy, but by the National Marine Fisheries Service, which is under NOAA, and that's the U.S. Department of Commerce. The Navy has no intention of protecting any marine mammals. They have no intention of not conducting their warfare testing in your national marine sanctuaries, your biological reserves. They have no intention of protecting any fish or human health. And this is going to roll out on us in the next few months very quickly now that they have pushed through with the one in California, Oregon, and Washington, the Northwest Training Range Complex. All of this is online. All the information about those ranges in your area on the Atlantic Seaboard are on the website agriculturedefensecoalition.org. And we're encouraging everyone to call your senators and to demand U.S. congressional hearings on this issue in order to protect your fishing industry, your tourism industries, and also to protect the marine mammals in your area. And unless we have U.S. congressional hearings, the Navy intends to roll through these programs in the Atlantic Seaboard as quickly as they can without your consent or knowledge. And so all of these programs are online. You just need to know where to go to find them. So I hope that all of you will work together closely, know that your all of the people that you think may be helping you as far as environmental groups are not going to be there. There's no grassroots campaign. They have cut deals and legal settlements, and they've cut deals from the Pacific Ocean area. And so there will be no help from those groups in your area for the most part. So just to let you know that the public is on their own, the fishing industry and the tourism industries are on their own with this issue, and that the Navy has no intention, even though our Congressman Mike Thompson tried hard, has no intention to protect any national marine sanctuaries or biologically sensitive areas from the sonar and the bomb blasts and the new weapon systems they're going to be testing. That's all I can tell you, except that you can find more information and the maps, the Navy maps and the Air Force information about their bombing plans for the manatees in the Gulf of Mexico and their breeding habitat. So if you want to preserve your whales and your dolphins from sonar and military testing unlimited in scope and depth, then please contact your U.S. senators and let them know that you would like to have U.S. congressional hearings on this topic. The other issue I'd like to say just briefly is that pregnant women are starting to be put through these radiation scanners at your airports, and you have to know that when you go to the dentist, when you go to the hospital, the workers that perform, in other words, that check your teeth and give you the x-rays, all leave the room. There's shields that they lay over you, lead shields that they lay over you so that you don't get too much exposure. It's even been noted that some of the radiation that you get in hospitals when they do these CAT scans is too much because the machines are miscalibrated. And when you're undergoing this, all the personnel go out of the room. Now, at the airports, there's no seclusion. There's no, in other words, your entire body, every time you travel, is exposed to this radiation. The workers are exposed constantly because they're there in person. So the hazards of this is tremendous, and we don't know what the hazards are for pregnant women who sometimes are now forced to go through these machines. The indignity that people suffer, one employee, an airline stewardess for one of the airlines, was forced to take off her artificial breast because she'd had cancer surgery. Not only was she scanned, but then she had to go through that when she did the pat-down. So there's lots of things going on that may be quite unnecessary and will expose us to harmful levels of radiation. And we have to definitely address these issues for our own protection and for the protection of our children. And with that, I'm going to turn you back to Pauline. And I'd like to wish everyone a very happy holiday season and a happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks, Rosalind. That's exactly what I've been concerned about this week. My daughter is pregnant. She lives in Florida, and she was traveling last week and went through security at an airport, and I'm not even sure which airport. She called me when she was transferring in Atlanta, but it wasn't in the Atlanta airport. And she was told she had to go through the X-ray machine. She had no choice. And I just went berserk. I was just so upset, you know, because of my feeling of the dangers of radiation. I mean, we know the dangers, and I had personally made the decision not to go through the machines because I have been having to have CAT scans every 6 months on my lungs and am worried about the excess radiation that I have. And, you know, with many car accidents, different things through the years, I feel like my body's probably glows in the dark, you know. So anyway, it's very concerning, and I, too, would like to wish people happy holidays. My husband and I kicked off the holiday season with the Junior League Festival of Trees Saturday night. We always start the Christmas season that way, and we're looking forward to the reindeer coming here to Greenwich and the things at the Botanical Garden, the toy train exhibit, things we can take our grandchildren to and enjoy. And I know you've got family coming in, you the listeners, and you're listening to Live Well with Cantwell, and I've got Rosalind Peterson on from Agriculture Defense Coalition from California on this morning, and we're talking about, she's talking about the Navy project and the plan to that's going forward to do active military testing in our coastal waters. And I think, Rosalind, you said there were going to be hearings in Washington on this?
And no,
there's not any more hearings.
No, we're asking for U.S. congressional hearings from the U.S. Senate. But this is going to roll through, and the Navy has stated clearly and unequivocally to my Congressman Thompson that they would not protect any national marine habitats, biologically sensitive areas, marine sanctuaries, marine reserves, nothing, that they're going to test everywhere and anywhere that they want at will. And that the mitigation measures, according to Congressman Thompson, are only effective 9% of the time, and that's merely going to have somebody up on the mast of a ship somewhere. And if they see a marine mammal, they apparently said that they would stop their program, which I just seriously doubt because the visibility is such a small range, and we think that it's not even effective 9% of the time, but that's the mitigation measures that would be taken, is visual sightings from the mast of a ship where they have a platform. Well, this is absolutely ridiculous because the sonar goes far beyond that range. It goes out of sight. There's out of line of sight use of sonar. So to even think that they're going to see the harm that they do at night in foggy condition with high seas and all the other weather conditions, this is a completely ineffective way to protect marine mammals and fish. Well, they're not protecting fish. Fish are not considered worth protecting in the Northwest Training Range Complex, which is Northern California, Oregon, and Washington. So the cavalier attitude of the Navy is pretty strong, and the Atlantic Seaboard is next in line for this type of weapons warfare training and sonar usage. So I hope everyone will just look at the website, find your range nearest your coastline, and take action.
Yes, and that website is?
AgricultureDefenseCoalition.org. And
okay.
Then just go to the top of the page and click on U.S. Navy.
Okay, thank you. Because like you say, the environmental groups are not interested in this. They're interested in the polar bears losing their habitat. They're not interested in the whales and this issue. And Roslyn has done a wonderful job of bringing this issue to the attention of people and trying to stop it, and did the best she could. But now it's in our hands. We need to call our congressmen and senators and senators and congressional representatives and try to bring some sanity to this, because I have a house in Florida and we like to go out in the boat and watch the dolphins, and I know I can't even get a picture of them before they're underwater again. So how could they possibly stop a bomb, you know, when they sight some marine mammal? So it's very important. And now let's just shift gears here and talk about what's coming up tomorrow. There has been a call for an opt-out day on these scanners, So I want to go a little bit into why we're using these scanners, where it came from, and what rights we have as American citizens. And so I've gone through the internet and collected some internet articles, and one was Political News, Tuesday, November 23rd. And it's Congressman Ron Paul of Texas was on C-SPAN, and he articulated what Americans are feeling. Quote, "The public is fed up with government in their pants, literally, and the rage grows each day. First it was the shoe bomber, then passengers on all flights took their shoes off. Then it was the liquids they carried on board. Then it was the underwear bomber, so we travelers now have to have our underwear checked each time we board a plane. What comes next? Internal cavity checks?" Because everybody admits that would be the way people would get something on. So it's clear that the TSA is a reactive mode to whatever the terrorists come up with. And instead of hunting them down and clearing planes in foreign countries, the U.S. isn't doing that. They're not insisting on putting these invasive scanner machines in terrorist countries to scan foreign travelers before they reach America. And Ron Paul said Americans are too submissive, and it's time the public woke up. The argument is they are making us safe. When you buy an airline ticket, you give up your rights. Ron Paul says you never give up your rights. This is not true. So he suggests that we make Congress go, this article suggests we make Congress go through the groping, handling, touching, screening, and picture x-rays and see how they like it. Hillary Clinton was on television this weekend, and she was asked, let me find my notes here on Hillary Clinton. She was asked if she would go through the, no, I can't find it here. if she would go through the screener, and she said basically not if she could help it. And a senator from Florida, Lemieux, said he would not want his wife subjected to this kind of pat down. So I don't think any of us want to see our children subjected to a pat-down that would be called sexually invasive just because a public employee can do it. And like Rosalind said, radiation is never safe. I just got the creepy feeling going into the UN last week that those machines don't have lead linings. They've got a glass front. So that radiation is just going through the airport. We're all getting it, whether we're subject to the machine or not. And how much radiation can our body stand before we will all have cancer? And so I think it's last week we talked about the man who went through the airport, and he told them that he didn't they couldn't touch his junk. They could pat him down, but not to touch his junk. And so that has just set off a firestorm of outrage with people. And this opt-out tomorrow could slow down the airports on the busiest travel day of the year. And the response of our government has been pretty strange. Mr. Pistole, who's in charge of the TSA, has said the government we need to get smaller must also get bigger to protect us even more. And he says that this is all for the public safety. So I think all of us need to question where we're going with this. And there was a really good article in Sunday's Greenwich Times, and that is a syndicated column, Al's Emporium, by Al Lewis. And the headline was, TSA Terrifies Too. When will Americans declare the Transportation Security Administration a terrorist organization? The TSA has evolved far beyond shaking down little old ladies for hair gel and children for liquid-filled snow globes. By the way, you can't take a snow globe on a plane anymore. That's the new signs at the LaGuardia Airport, for those of you that don't know that. This article says it now snaps naked pictures with creepy advanced imaging technology machines, subjecting you to unknown health risks from radiation. And if you don't want to submit to this high-tech horror, one of its tub stackers will gladly pat down your genitals instead. And several U.S. senators have said we've gone too far. He questions, you think? So I think we need to know where we're going with all this, and do you have any rights? When you buy an airplane ticket, column on the TSA blog says that you can't opt out. Once you've gone through there, that if you decide to opt out of the AIT screening, you must undergo alternative screening, which will include a pat-down. And they say, obviously, a passenger can't completely opt out of all screening if they opt out of AIT. That would not make good security sense. And so what they're telling you, you can't opt out of this aggressive pat-down, which they have admitted is just to get people intimidated into going into the X-ray machine, so they don't have to go through the pat-down. So they're doing a much more aggressive search. And I talked on a previous show when my husband and I went to Michigan State-Wisconsin football game this fall. They wouldn't let me take my purse in. And they said, and they were patting everybody down, physically searching everybody that went in. And they told us that on the back of the ticket, we had agreed to a physical search and agreed not to bring any article in bigger than 5.5 by 8.5 by 2. And so how long is it going to be before you're going to not have any rights? You know, when you get on, in Florida, they had school buses, an article in the paper where they were talking about doing biometrics for school children, getting on school buses, thumbprint scanners. So they scan them when they come on and scan them when they go off. And I heard the other day that people on food stamps have to have biometrics. They have to have thumbprints. So we're criminalizing our population. Used to, the only time you were fingerprinted was when you were a criminal and you were arrested and you were fingerprinted. But now, on the previous show, they were saying 20%, a show I was listening to this morning, said 20% of America's population is on food stamps now. 20%. And a show I listened to yesterday, a New York station, said that a lot of people are not getting food stamps because they don't want to be fingerprinted. So they're choosing to go hungry rather than be fingerprinted. But why are we criminalizing the population? And where does it all end? Would we all subject to this full body scan? I mean, a cavity search? And obviously we'd be much safer. The article in the Greenwich paper said we could all fly naked without any luggage, and then that would be much safer for everybody. But we have to think that Chertoff, the former head of Homeland Security, is profiting from these machines, and he sold these machines to our government when he was head of Homeland Security. And now he has a private investment firm who is benefiting from this. So he sold it hook, line, and sinker to our government. And next they'll be doing the biometrics. You can bet that. So Ros and I just want to take some time now and just wrap up and wish you happy holidays and hope that your family gets there safely, and allow extra time for getting to the airport and going through security. But be aware that at some point we have to stand up for our rights, because under the Fourth Amendment, we have the right not to have unlawful search and seizures, and we are giving those up with the Patriot Act. And Chertoff actually authored the Patriot Act of 2001. And with that, he destroyed the Fourth Amendment and wrote the blueprint of what is now used as the National Security Act. So, Rosalind, why don't you come back on, and let's just talk about going into the holidays and enjoy being with family.
Yes, and I want to wish you and your family all the best this Thanksgiving and holiday season. And we're going to have a good time here with my family, so it's going to be a busy week. But I want to let everyone know, the audience know, and everyone know that we hope that you have a great Thanksgiving, and that Pauline and I will be back with more upcoming events and new things in the news after next week and after the first of the year as well. And in the meantime, we hope that you enjoy your holiday season and have the best Thanksgiving ever.
Yes, we actually went to the parade in Stamford. I didn't get to go to all of it because my program at the library started at 2 o'clock. So I enjoyed the balloon parade there, and I had three grandkids here, and they just had a terrific time. And I'm looking forward to watching the Macy's parade, which we've been to in person several times. And, in fact, my son lived right by Macy's one year, and we got to stay overnight in his apartment and go down and watch the rehearsals that go on all night long before it. So it's exciting times, a lot of extra things to do, and fun times with the children. I have two grandchildren coming out this weekend, and we'll be with other three grandchildren, and then my kids from Florida are coming for 10 days, you know, with the one grandchild from there. So we will have a full house, and I know you will too, and hope that you just can take time to make some phone calls to your senators and your congressional representatives on these issues, on the search, is it the airport. Express your opposition to it, that we don't need more machines spending money on this and more radiation. And if you have anybody that's pregnant in your family, please tell them they do not have to go through this radiation scanner. So thank you again for listening to Live Well with Cantwell on 1490 WGCH. And come back with us next week as we move into the Christmas season. And have a very good, happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you for listening to Live Well with Cantwell. We hope this show will have inspired you to get involved with the issues. Let's make this world a cleaner, brighter place for us and our children. Let's get our blue skies back.
Nothing but blue skies from now on.
The voice of great